Kim Potter, the Brooklyn Center police officer who fatally shot Dante Wright, has resigned from office, effective immediately. Potter wrote a letter Tuesday to Mayor Mike Elliott, acting city manager Reggie Edwards, and police chief Tim Gannon, saying, "I have loved every minute of being a police officer and serving this community to the best of my ability, but I believe it is in the best interest of the community, the department, and my fellow officers if I resign immediately." Mayor Elliott announced Chief Gannon is also stepping down. The resignations came, of course, following the second night of unrest in Minnesota that included looting, clashes with police, and arrests.
Yeah, they get to quit their jobs and get their money and run. And it's sad.
They get their pension. Yeah. You know, and then they get to move to another area, another county, another city, another state, and possibly work again. Meanwhile, Dante Wright is dead gone. because you killed him.
And his son has no father now. Two-year-old son. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, watching it last night, you know, there were protesters again, protesting again last night. You know, we talked about the second night when officer former officer, whatever, Kim Potter. But she's been on the force for so many years.
26
so much experience.
Years, Carla.
So she should know the difference between her gun and a taser gun.
And do
y'all think it was a mistake?
Oh, it was a mistake, but you can't make mistakes. You're not allowed to make
mistakes. You can't make them. I get it. But I mean,
you
think it was clearly a mistake?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a mistake that cost somebody's life. I mean,
And how they stopped him for air fresheners in his window?
In his tag, yeah. But when you were coming up.
See, I think that's so petty. I just think that's petty.
The whole thing is petty, Tommy. The whole thing.
And the tag. How are we going to get tags? The DMV has been closed forever, you know.
Due to COVID being
behind. Yeah, because of COVID, the pandemic. Yeah, come on. You're just,
and she was training somebody.
You're just racial profiling. Yeah,
she was training somebody. Yeah, she was training another officer.
Then the trainee need to be gone, too, because you're learning from the wrong
person. Well, that's what we're saying. The policing, there's a problem. This is a pattern. You know, is she training people, and this is a result of a lead officer that has all this experience? You kill somebody over a traffic stop? That's what happens.
This is horrible. I mean, we get killed over whatever. And people are saying, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, why didn't he comply? Why didn't he just get out of the car?
He was scared.
Because he's scared. What don't you see about that?
You have no idea how much your heart is racing in the middle of that moment. You have no idea.
10 miles down the street, Derek Chauvin is on trial for the murder of George Floyd. You think I'm not scared driving my car and get stopped by the police? Come on.
And he was in custody.
Yes.
He killed him. You had handcuffs.
And if three officers can't subdue a 20-year-old man and put him in handcuffs and put him in the car and he ends up dead, something's wrong. Something is wrong. You know, you guys outweighed him. It's three of you. You couldn't handcuff him and put him in the car? He's dead because this is crazy.
And I heard Dante Wright's aunt on, I think it was Don Lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear her and things that she was saying? And then it's hard to accept it when you just see recently the mass shootings going on in Colorado at the grocery store, and you walked this suspect out of the grocery store. And you're not saying, you know, kill them or kill. Treat us like you treat them. Saying the same thing. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Process of the law, whatever. If whatever you had to do to arrest Dante, then do that. But you killed him.
Yeah. You're right. And even if they were black officers, think about that, who killed a white man. Come on.
It's no such thing as an accident, the insurance.
Exactly, Junior. No. It's not an accident. No. You know, it's just so disheartening and ridiculous and just, I don't know what else to say. This happens too often. It just really does. All right, coming up next, we're going to switch gears again here, and the nephew's going to be in the building with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.